Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to D-Link First Quarter 2016 Earnings Release Presentation. This is Sally Yang, Director of Investor Relations. Before I begin my presentation, I would like to highlight that other than the net income figures, which has been audited by our auditor, all the other figures are based on management reports, which in turn were compiled in accordance to Taiwan GAAP standard. Now, if you please turn to page 2 for our first quarter income statement. During the first quarter of 2016, D-Link registered total revenue of NT dollar 5.9 billion, which declined 9.4% from sequential quarter and 11.6% from first quarter a year ago. The macro environment, which presented great challenges for us in 2015, did not see much improvement in the first quarter of 2016. In addition, our decision to raise the margin requirement for telco projects to focus on bottom-line achievement and restructuring of the non-performing business unit also impacted top-line performance. I'll go into more detail on the respective regions and products' performance in later slides. Let's move down to the gross margin. Excluding inventory valuation gain and loss, gross margin was 27.4%, up from 25.5% due to unfavorable product mix and less project sales, which in general has lower margin. Including the impact of inventory provision, gross margin was 26.6%, which recovered to normal level as compared to 18.5% in sequential quarter, which included a one-time adjustment due to a change in accounting provision policy. Operating expenses for the first quarter was NT dollar 1.77 billion, or 29.8% of net sales, which was higher than prior quarter because of the lower revenue base. However, in absolute dollar term, there was a reduction of NT dollar 419 million in OpEx as a result of the action taken by management to reduce our operating cost through process optimization and restructuring non-performing units. Operating margin in first quarter 2016 was -3.2%. Please move to page 3 for the quarter-over-quarter comparison of non-operating income. Non-operating income reported this period was NT dollar 13 million as compared to non-operating loss of NT dollar 267 million in prior quarter, as prior quarter was also impacted by one-time impairment charges. Consolidated net loss after tax and minority interest was NT dollar 214 million, and EPS was -0.34 per share. Now, turning on page 4 for the balance sheet breakdown. The group continued to maintain prudent liquidity position with cash and short-term investment amounted to NT dollar 2.57 billion. Account receivables was NT dollar 5.1 billion, and AR turnover days lowered to 77 days from 80 days as reported in previous quarter, in line with our credit offering. Inventory was reduced by NT dollar 445 million sequentially, reported at NT dollar 4.1 million, and inventory turnover improved to 93 days. Now, please turn to page 5 for the key financial ratios. In terms of liquidity position, the company remains healthy with current ratio of 1.78 and net debt over equity ratio of 0.6. Return on equity for the first quarter was -8.2%. Now, please turn to page 6 for our quarterly revenue by region. In terms of geographic breakdown, emerging and Asia Pacific continued to be the most important markets for D-Link, accounting for 64% of our consolidated net revenue, followed by Europe 21% and North America 15%. For the North America region, first quarter 2016 sales were lowered on quarter-over-quarter basis, down 22.1%, coming off peak retail season as well as the drop in telco projects. Sales in the European market were down 20% from sequential quarter given continued weak market condition and slower project pull-in. Emerging and Asia Pacific markets was down by 1.2% quarter-over-quarter and down 4.7% year-over-year, mostly due to slower project deployment as regions affected by low oil price, weak currency, and sluggish economy. Despite challenging operating environment, we will continue to focus on driving business growth in the business switch sector and by expanding channel partners and making R&D investment in order to capitalize on future market recovery. Now, please move to page 7, which shows our 2016 first quarter revenue breakdown by product category. Switch and wireless together contributed to 65% of total first quarter revenue, while broadband was at 10%, digital home at 13%, and others with 12%. During the first quarter, retail sales for consumer products such as routers and IP cameras were generally lower due to seasonality. Project shipments were also lower, attributing to uneven shipment distribution. This completes my presentation for today, and thank you for your attention. Should you have any further questions, please feel free to contact D-Link Investor Relations.